It is such a shock, or it's such a contrast between reality and what this news bubble really does and really creates. Because they're still doubling down on it. They're still releasing quote unquote polls. Oh, new mammoth poll. Biden's up 7 points in Pennsylvania. They were off historically by 5 points. First time ever in 2016. They're off by, I believe the overall margin was 5 points. And somehow that's going to look like a drop in the bucket compared to some of these polls that they're dropping on you. Because, and of course, now they're trying to say, well, rallies don't mean anything. Well, here's the problem with that thinking, Johnny G. Donnie Lemon. If you are going to go to a rally in Pennsylvania when it's freezing, in Michigan when it's freezing, in Wisconsin when it's cold, do you think you'll go to the poll? Not the poll, but to the polls. You'll go to your local voting place and place your vote? Yeah, the likelihood that you're going to do that is much higher. And I had to drive up to Fort Worth yesterday afternoon, and on the highway, in two separate times, I saw about a mile and a half convoy of Trump caravans in Texas. Some right outside of Temple, two of them. Absolutely ridiculously long. And that's not just happening here, or not just happening in this part of Texas. It's happening in Juneau, Alaska. It's happening in every state. So you think these people that are going to take the time to spot to organize a rally, they're just not going to go to the poll. Right? They just want to be a part of the cool thing, but they're not going to go vote. That's the problem with these rant. And some people are actually, oh, they're poll. I think they're just making them up at this point. I just think they're making them up. Yet Biden had another gaffe on top of his other gaffes. The guy is spent. You know what? Just he's spent. He can't do it anymore. He couldn't do it this entire campaign, but he's not a closer, man. He doesn't get coffee, baby. He's not closing. Coffee is for closers. Biden is not one of them. Trump's going to be. No, that's not it today. There's another one. But I mean, he's going to be at least, he's going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Traverse City, Michigan, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Grand Rapids, Michigan today, and Fayetteville, I think, in North Carolina as well. Guy's going to five places. This weekend, he was out till 1 in the morning. I was asleep. Then again, if you know, here's the thing. If you know, listener, that you, first of all, you're going to be on Air Force One or Marine One, so it's not like you're going to have to fight through traffic, and you're going to get out to at least 10,000, 20,000 people, just that you feed off of their energy. Right? You can just, and it's not Joe Biden energy. It's not Joe Biden energy where they're like, honk, honk, yay. Traverse City. Thank you, BK Michigan. I apologize to Traverse City, Michigan. It's not like the people at the Biden rally who are pretty much insiders and go from one rally to another. These people are pumped. These people are, think about this. In these places in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, they were denied sports. They were denied all these things. So you have that on top of the fact that these people are Trumpers. I mean, when I went up to Fort Worth yesterday, I stopped by the Trump store again. And by the way, at that Trump store in Watauga, Texas, everything was sold out. Everything was selling out. There was this awesome Make America Great Again long sleeve shirt that I wanted, but it was only in 2X Fat Bastard, so I couldn't get that. Even though I'm fast approaching it, I don't want to buy the shirt. But I was able to get my hands on a couple Trump flags and a couple of couple magnets. But everybody, the enthusiasm, the desire to get behind Trump versus what you're being told by the like, oh, well, obviously people want Biden. People want, I mean, people want Biden because he's obviously the clear choice. Meanwhile, he's stumbling around. Trevor Schumann, I'm glad my lessons, you know, everybody ever see the King's Speech, right? When the guy taught the guy not to have the king, not to have a lisp. I'm glad Joe has taken my lessons on how butchering words in public can only endear yourself to people. So I'm very glad that Joe has taken my advice and just, when you don't know how to say a word, Joe, just plow ahead and you'll be fine, right? Yeah, that's the nominee of a major party, folks. Balapacare, balacadacada. Right? He's sounding like one of the puppets from Team America World Police. That's all. He's just mumbling through words. And this is the guy we're being told is up 95 points in certain places. But not so, folks. I'm going to talk to you and then right now after this break about CBS giving in to the inevitable.